If you're listening to this, they've taken us. We don't know where we are, but we know we're in an ice cream van.
Hello and welcome to the Can Laughter Springtime Festival. Planting daffodils is Mark.
It's springtime for Hitler.
Setting up the maypole is Simon.
Well, I'm more confident about this because the mic pole I wasn't so sure about. The hopefully pole I am optimistic for.
And looking after all the little baby chicks is me, Stefan. Hi guys.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going? Well, other than Simon obviously being hateful and...
I'm not hateful. I got in late from work. So I'm currently eating a pizza. You've eaten on the podcast
before. Gorging
yourself.
Yeah, but on our dinner date.
No, like every other week.
Well, also I mute the crunchy bits.
Yeah, but you always fail to mute when you put your cutlery down. We can hear that.
That's more intentional than anything else. It's just to make life difficult for you.
Yeah, well, I don't have a mute button, but I do edit this. So my mute button comes later.
So this whole thing's coming out.
Yeah, we could just start in 5 minutes.
Hello, guys!
Hello.
Hi, Steph.
Oh, Jesus. All right. So how have you been? It's been a week. Anything interesting happened? Maybe, Mark, you start while Simon finishes filling him his mouth with cheese and bread and what I assume is pepperoni or some kind of meat-based pizza.
Chicken.
Yeah. Meat-based pizza for the win.
Yeah.
Mark,
over to me. Yes, in Mark's continued attempt to find celebrities in London, I found one!
Alright, is this a real celebrity, or is it going to be a celebrity we go, who?
John Bishop, the comedian.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. He gets around, though.
I don't really know how to respond to that. Yes, he does, he tours.
Exactly. There is no comeback to that argument.
It's like you're trying to undermine the fact I've walked past someone, recognised them.
I would never undermine the fact that you walked past another human being and went, oh, I recognise that guy.
Yeah. But no, yeah, he was on the phone, otherwise I might have like actually said hello to him. What? No.
Excuse me, sir, get off the phone. I'm a huge fan. Yeah.
I don't care that your wife's in labour. I want an autograph.
Really? Was she?
No. No, he was just talking to someone on the phone. But yeah, I smiled and nodded at him, and he smiled and nodded back. So it was like that moment of, we connected
spiritually.
Yeah. And now we're in a hotel room and we're fucking. So.
Yeah, he's very quiet, considering he's mid coitus, and I'm surprised you don't have more of a cadence.
Because I'm not in this situation, roller coaster.
In this situation, you're definitely the catcher.
In this situation.
Right, in every situation.
Do you have, like, a flow chart?
Oh, yeah. It depends on climate and where we are in relation to an equinox.
Hmm.
Well, about 4 days, so...
Oh, there you go, you see? Catch ya.
Am I only allowed to be a pitcher on, like, the equinoxes?
Yes, that's it. It's that one time of the year when Becky allows you to go on top.
You're only allowed to be a pitcher in the Southern Hemisphere.
Is it because of like the
baby, we're going to South America. I'm going to rock your world.
You can be underneath tonight. And then I can be the big spoon.
Baby, can I go down past the equator? What, you mean below the hips? Is it, no, we actually have to go below the equator. I've got 2 flights. I'll let you know. We can join the Mile High Club while we cross it.
Oh, and by the way, you owe me 600 quid.
Ecuador's not cheap this time of year.
It's not cheap any time of year. Well, flying from Britain to Ecuador itself is probably pretty reasonable.
As countries go.
Yeah, I've never been, but
wasn't there a coup in Ecuador, or am I thinking of a different place?
A what in Ecuador, sorry?
A coup.
A cow.
A coup.
No, you mean coup?
A coup. No, a coup. The way it's pronounced properly.
I know the way it's properly pronounced, but I refuse to acknowledge it, so I call it a
coup. That's fine. That's fine. I was more, I can believe that Mark doesn't actually know that it's pronounced coup, so...
Coop, like a pigeon?
No, coup, as in...
A pigeon?
No.
Coup. Gotcha there.
Not really.
But yeah, no, yeah, walked past John Bishop today. So that's my celebrity encounter for the week. Yeah, I mean, I think I said this at the time. I kind of hoped, well, expected, you know, everyone I walk past in London is going to be a celebrity, and they're really not.
No, they're all bankers or variants on that. Bankers or actors, that's all I've come across.
Bankers or wankers.
Yeah, bankers or actors. Sorry to any actors or actresses.
I mean, the theatre, don't you know, darling?
I have a question. Is actress now a defunct term? Are they all actors now?
I don't know.
I don't know why I'm asking you guys.
I get the feeling. Well, I know, because I hear it. I don't really hear actress either. Dear, for the love of God, Simon, are we just meant to ignore this scraping noise?
Yes.
It's really off-putting.
It won't be in the final thing. He'll get it in the edit.
I know, but it's really hard when we're trying to talk.
You're really hard.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to fuck John Bishop. what was I saying? Oh, yeah, I don't really hear actress that much anymore, but I get the feeling that any feminist actor types would probably refer to themselves as actress because they don't want to be defined in the same way that a man is defined, for the love of God, no, dear. We can't have that. We can't have one generic term for everybody. That's just wrong. No, women are different and they have to have their own term, and yes.
Actually, that goes against the principles of feminism.
Not really.
Well, no, I thought feminism, by its definition, is so that that women are considered equal to men, not...
That's what it used to be. Now it's they're just pissy.
No, still is. Still is.
Yeah. Definition.
I once read that they decided that women...
The belief that men and women should have equal rights and opportunities.
Yeah, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. But then they decided that they didn't want to be called women anymore, as in they didn't want to have men or man as part of the woman, because why should we be like 3/5 man in our title? No, we are going to be called women, WIMIN. And then I just thought that is the
You've met some bonkers ass.
I know, that was the most retarded feminist thing I've ever read.
That doesn't sound like a feminist thing. That sounds like a bunch of really pissed off men describing what they think feminism is.
Yeah.
Because they hate women and want some kind of justification for it. Possibly men's rights activists.
Oh no, men's rights activists are all crying talking about how their dad didn't love them.
Mm. Well, yeah.
One of my favourite Billy Connolly jokes.
Yeah, we men face problems, but they're not ones of rights. Our rights are fine.
No, it's true. It's just anything cripplingly emotional we have trouble with.
Yeah, we're not supposed to show emotion, and we also face issues of stereotypical gender roles.
Yeah, like we have to pick up the heavy box.
We have to pick up the...
I just pay a man for that.
Just get the man in. Call the man. Not the woman, though. Oh, my God, the feminist's going to have a fit. Quick.
I've never met a female labourer. I don't mean that as an insult. I genuinely haven't.
Yeah.
You made it as a statistical point.
Yeah, I've never met a female brickie. I remain unconvinced that they exist.
Well, it's like what I've always said about feminism. Like, they want equal rights, but they don't want to pick up anything heavy.
Okay. that went a bit far off. Mark's opinions do not reflect the opinions of me and Simon.
Not even just slightly.
Just so you know, we're pro equality in every role. I went to a very long debate today about the term queer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which was I was reading an article about how people were pro queer, and someone said that it was an insulting term, and I was like, well, it is and it isn't, like. Because recently, all the stuff I've seen, a lot of stuff I've seen on the news leading more towards, you know, homosexual marriage and, you know, equality, they've been queer rights and pro-queer, which I was sort of like, that's interesting that they're taking it back.
I think queer has always been a bit of a catch-all for anyone who isn't the sort of, you know, straight cisgender person.
Yeah.
I have a problem with the word queer in that linguistically, I appreciate the role it fills. But I hate the sound of the word.
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? It just sounds wrong.
Hmm.
It's hard to get your tongue around.
What? That's what she said. Or he. Equal rights.
Feminism.
Woohoo! But, I mean, I got an email through for the Netrunner meetup for next week saying like who had already signed up to go. And there was a girl on there. And in the little bio thing, that you're meant to write, oh yeah, new to Netrunner, looking to play, or you know, whatever. And she just put in her little bio thing, just to get this out in the air, I'm transgender, hope no one has a problem with that. And my initial reaction was, so?
My initial reaction is this, why are you putting it out?
Yeah. Does it matter?
But then I suppose you cling to any kind of identity that you can.
But it's like, well, yeah, I mean, good for her. I mean, if she decided that being male was not what she defined herself as, then yeah, great, she's a transgender. But the fact, like, that's what I get, is just having to put it out there and being like, almost taking the power away from someone else pointing it out. And saying, oh, you look a bit mannish, or like something really stupid.
Fucking
like that.
Fucking hell, Mark, that is not how it works.
Yeah, I know. but just as a you know, the simplest, boiling it down to the simplest level, but it's like, well, yeah.
Or a wrong level.
Well, it's one of those things where in a perfect world, she wouldn't have to say that, but we don't live in a perfect world.
I know.
And the way to get from an imperfect world to a perfect world is to do these weird specific things like having to come out. Right. Ideally, you know, coming out as transgender, as gay, as bisexual, as Chinese, whatever, shouldn't matter.
Coming out as Chinese?
Yeah, I nicked that from Ross Noble. Ideally, that shouldn't matter. You shouldn't have to do that. But the way we get to that perfect world is not by saying, okay, nobody needs to come out anymore. Because the way that will end up manifesting is nobody should come out anymore. And then you're back to the old days of hate.
The Dark Ages.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's a tricky subject.
I don't, like, I remember when I remember you coming out, Simon, and it was when we were doing Woodstock in our first year. I think it was the first proper time we'd hung out together, because we went to get money, and like none of the cash machines on campus were working, so we walked into Heslington to get some cash. Mm. I think we ended up talking about it or something like that. I was like, you.
I love the idea. Like, oh, the Queen's on that note. Speaking of Queens.
I hear you like bum fun, but no, it's just like I can't remember like which one of us brought it up. I think it's because you just come on Facebook. I was talking about that, and you're like, oh yeah, and like oh, and it is, like, that was me coming out to my parents. I was just like, oh cool, didn't change anything about how I thought of you or yeah, like, how I defined you. You were still yeah, I was still a dick, but you know, I wasn't a dick because you were gay. No, it's I know, I've always been one of those people who it's like, does it matter? So what? Who cares?
Yeah,
no one should care. That's the thing. But
no one should care. But it's you don't when you're surrounded by people you don't really know that well. You have no idea who those people are.
Yeah.
Once you know who they are, you're fine. But you don't. But before that, you don't know, and it is far too easy to hedge your bets, play it safe,
and assume they're going to burn you at the stake.
Yeah, and that's why coming out is really, really difficult and a very ongoing, prolonged process that is not atomic. It is recurring. You keep constantly having to come out to people, and it gets easier the more you do it. But like, I'm at the stage now where, for the most part, it's kind of an open secret. Like, I haven't told anyone at work, but if they asked, you know, I'd say.
Yeah.
There should be some kind of app for that.
It's called Grindr.
No. I mean, just something that, you know, anyone in a 2 or 3 block radius of you just gets a text with a picture of you with your thumbs up saying, by the way, I'm gay. Hope that's not a problem.
I'm here, I'm queer, text cost local network charges.
I knew there's a reason we kept you around.
it's that one stupid thing a week that I say that redeems everything else, ever so slightly. Yeah, but no, I mean, like, I really wish we got to the point where people just didn't. Yeah, it wasn't a big deal anymore. Like when like Ellen Page came out recently, like last month, and said she was like, by the way, I'm a lesbian. Been hiding it for a while. It's, you know, it's been terrible for me to hide it. It's like, well, it shouldn't be terrible.
Was there anyone who wasn't surprised by that? I genuinely thought she was already a lesbian.
I genuinely thought she was a young boy. not in a mean way.
No, I'm serious. Like, I didn't know anything about her personal life, but I assumed that she was a lesbian. That's just me.
Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes you can I say you can tell. Sometimes you can make a guess from someone's appearance, and you can often be right.
Yeah.
It depends. It depends. Some people just have those sort of those feminine or butch mannerisms that make it seem likely that they are some kind of homo gaze, and some people don't.
Is it like Homo sapien? It's like the next evolution homo gay.
Yeah, it weird because we're more evolved than you, or something.
But no, I saw
I knew they were taking over. I knew it.
I saw a photo of a mutual friend of Simon and mine, and it was obviously it was taken in a gay club, and you could just tell the three guys he was with were all gay because they were all that kind of immaculate, pristine, fake tan type of character. Gay. Yeah. But yeah. I mean, obviously, it had the gay club name in the bottom, and obviously, you don't have to be gay to be in the gay club. But like what you're talking about, you know, it's like you can just kind of tell by the look. It's like, yeah, there's, you know, they're probably gay.
For
me, in a bad way, not like I'm hunting them out.
Go through everyone's photos.
Yeah, what photo was this? I don't remember such a thing happening.
Oh, well, you don't really go on Facebook, so.
No, that'll be one.
Yeah. But now you can go on Facebook in virtual reality. Hey.
Are we going to talk about that?
I don't want to. I'm happy talking about homosexuality. We can move on.
I'd rather
talk about that.
I would rather talk about homosexuality than Facebook right. buying and buy in there, and therefore inherently fucking up Oculus.
What I will say on that topic before we get back to homosexuality then is boo, it's Facebook, but yay that it might actually make VR something that more people buy into since there's
no,
such a huge...
No, it won't. So VR, look, it's like 3D. So, like,
yeah.
There is no... No one wants to sit there with a massive VR helmet on. When they can compress VR down to, say, a pair of glasses or something, yeah, it's fine. But all the kit that goes along with it, no one's going to invest in, because you're going to be that one dude sat on his own in his mum's basement talking to the other dude in his other mum's basement. Going, oh, this is really cool. It's like I'm outside. Go outside,
people already
fucker.
Do that on Warcraft.
Exactly. You don't have to buy $400 quid's worth of kit to do it.
I know. But it you know, it has the chance of making it slightly more mainstream. That's the only potential positive from it. But the one thing is like, oh yeah, you'll be able to like see your friends in virtual reality. It's like, well, yeah, either webcam or meet them in person.
Yeah, meeting your friends in virtual reality is not a way you sell VR.
Yeah.
You sell VR, it's like, remember Minecraft? Remember Half-Life 2? Do you want to go inside those games? I'm like, fuck yeah.
Now, you see, I can understand VR Minecraft. Because that is something that is definitely, you need to be in a room talking to other guys in a room just to make it worthwhile.
Although Notch has pulled his support for Oculus Minecraft because Facebook's bought it and he says Facebook is creepy.
Yep.
he is. One thing, though, I do wonder is if you get poked on Facebook now, will you see like a giant finger coming towards your face like to poke your eyes out?
Oh my god, so many people in my Twitter feed made that joke.
It
was like, ah! And then it was, ah! And then it was, ugh.
And now you're at the point where it's, just shut up.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when I don't see you before Twitter does.
Yeah. Well, you saw me at the weekend.
I did. We had London adventures.
I went to London, and it was big, and my feet hurt.
Because you're wearing shoes that hurt your feet.
I bought some new shoes.
Sexy new shoes.
Last Monday. I bought them for work and then got confirmation that there is no dress code. So I was like, fuck it, I'll take these raggedy old New Balance trainers then. I didn't want to drive in them until I'd worn them in and became comfortable with them. So I thought, I know, I'll wear them to London. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Because hours later, fucking ow! They don't quite fit.
And I had to hear this all weekend.
Yeah, you do. That's what you're there for, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Love you, really.
I listen to your pain. Love you too, man. In a completely straight way.
I love you in a completely gay, non-sexual way. Will that do?
Yeah. I wouldn't mind whatever way you love me. I'm cool with it, man.
Yeah, well, we're in the Northern Hemisphere, so, you know, lube up. But yeah.
Okay. I go away for 30 seconds and I come back to lube up.
I thought you were a bit quiet.
I got a phone call from my wife.
Yeah, we went to a pub for a reunion of ex-members of York Student Television.
Hooray!
Hooray!
I'd hooray, but I wasn't a member.
Well, you were, slightly, and then stopped going just at the time I started.
Yeah, I left because I didn't have the time to go.
Yeah.
Hmm. It was a repeat of an event that happened last year in January.
Which was the time we first recorded the first episode.
It was. That was the day before we recorded episode one of the Candle After podcast.
Oh, how far we've come.
Well, you've ended up back in London.
So really, I've probably come the least. Wait.
Poor John Bishop.
Well, if he's on top, then maybe he's reaching around. No, right, back on topic. So
gives a whole new meaning to the phrase bash the bishop.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Wank.
What the hell are you eating now?
Maltesers.
I wonder what that rustling was.
Well, I'll put them away.
That's right, continue to rustle them.
I know. He's not hammering on his keyboard, he's chewing and crunching.
I'm scrunching up the bag so they don't get soft.
It's like doing a podcast with a fucking Foley expert.
Oh, why, thank you. I've always wanted to be good at Foley.
Axel Foley? He's still around.
Foliage?
Perhaps.
Axel Rose.
Axel Rose. Now that was a man.
Axel F. No? Alright.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, yeah, so I was in London on Saturday.
Moaning about your feet.
Moaning about my feet. And meeting up with old friends.
How was the reunion?
It was good.
Good. I don't know what you were reunioning for. Was there any particular thing? Or was it just a, hi, everyone.
Last year was really good, so let's do it again.
Yeah, it's just cool. We all used to go to this society. Let's meet up and get pissed.
And a lot of us live in London now, and why don't we see each other more and let's meet up?
Also that. For me, this event was the turning point of where I thought, I could live in London.
Really?
Ugh.
I don't like London. I still don't like it. But there's so much goes on there, and I've got so many friends there, that could maybe possibly balance it out.
And tomorrow Simon Hans is noticing.
Betrayed me yet again, Simon.
Well, I could stay over here in undisclosed near Manchester location.
Are they all in TV now? Because won't they all be moving to Manchester if they're working for the BBC?
Well, no.
Well, that's possible.
That's a London presence, but...
I got a couple of friends I do already have in Manchester, I think, work for the Beeb. So it is possible. I think I will probably move closer to Manchester at some point.
Probably for the best. That way I can come and see you.
Yeah, I just need to be near a big city. You could come and see me now.
That's true. When are you next free? I'll come over. We'll have pizza.
Yeah, not for a while yet. Certainly not this weekend.
I got shot down.
No, it's only because Simon's just had pizza, that's why. Can't have twice in the same week.
Maybe next
week. So just lasagna would be totally up for tomorrow.
let me consult my calendar. It might have to be the week after. We'll have your people call my people. By people, I mean testicles. It's just going to be a Skype call of just slapping noises. Because there's no other way that testicles can emote.
You could arrange them into a funny face.
That's painful.
Yeah, you could leave with testicular torsion and that's not fun.
No, you had it? I haven't had it, but I can assume it's not.
I got kicked in the balls once.
Well, most men have been kicked in the balls at least once in their life.
Yeah, it's not nice. Especially when it's intended to be treated gently.
Wait, what? Someone tried to kick you in the balls gently?
No, in general.
Did you ask them to kick you in the balls? That's what I'm taking away from this, that you like being kicked in the balls. Is this what Becky does to you?
She wears football boots and takes a running start.
The studs.
fuck. oh, man. But no, yeah, the reunion was good. The only downside was that there were so many people. There were more people turned up to this one, I think. And it just, yeah, the 4 hours we were there was not nearly enough time to get around everyone. And Simon and I forgot that what time it was. I didn't realise what time it had gotten to. And so we made a run to see if we could get the last tube from King's Cross.
We did a lot of running and it was sweaty and painful. And then we got to the station and found they were running for another 20 minutes. So that was a bit, but we got
how
back.
Much would a cab? How much would a cab cost to get from King's Cross to yours?
All about 40 quid, someone reckoned.
Oh, right then.
40 quid, Jesus. I could get from Newcastle City back to where I was living for like half that, and it was twice the distance. Now do you see why I have apprehensions about London, all you London people? Like, oh no, it's all right, you can come to London, everything's here, yeah, and everything's twice the fucking price.
But you get paid twice as much as well. It's London maths.
London maths. Double everything and hope it works out.
Yeah, exactly.
And then on the Sunday, we went to a pub in Hackney and met up with Tom Scott, and we played Bar Billiards.
Yeah. That was fun.
It was a very odd game. I've watched the video that Tom did on Bar Billiards and looked at it. I thought, this is a fucking mess. But that's because the thing with the rules of Bar Billiards is that really there's an objective, a core mechanic, and then everything else kind of moves organically around that depending on the state of the board. So the way to describe the rules is not to list them up front, but to sort of learn them as you go, because they're easier to grok intuitively than they are lexically.
Yeah, when he explained it to me, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? But the thing that struck me was that, you know how you often wonder how certain things get invented? And you think, oh yeah, it's maybe some kind of happenstance or serendipitous thing that got invented. It struck me that Bar Billiards, they probably just had a snooker table, a lot of cue balls, and it had a lot of holes in it because of just wear and tear. And they're like, man, we need to give the punters something to play. Let's just dig out this old snooker table and call it Bar Billiards.
That's an awful lot of wear and tear in consistent areas.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Maybe they positioned like 5 fireworks under the table and just lit them, and then there were 5 exactly perfect holes. I don't know. I'm just hypothesizing. I'm not some Bar Billiards historian. If there is such a niche.
I think
genre
that's,
that I can
I
go
think
into.
If there is a Bar Billiards historian, we met him on Sunday.
He was that good?
He...
I have to admit, I have no idea who you're talking about, but...
Tom Scott.
Saying his name doesn't help.
Remember,
if I don't know who he is, you repeating his name will not in any way benefit this conversation.
What, Tom Scott? You don't know Tom Scott?
Yeah. No, I don't know Tom Scott.
Tom Scott! You know Tom Scott!
He was the guy who ran for UC president as a pirate.
You see, if you'd have said Captain Tom, I'd have known him.
Oh, that Tom Scott!
I don't know his last name, I just know him as the Mad Pirate.
Yeah, he retired that persona quite a few years ago, but yeah.
Oh, naturally.
But yeah,
I assume he still owns a cannon, though.
You'd have to ask him.
Okay.
But yeah, and then we and Simon had to bail because he needed to get home. non-Londoner, right? And then Matt, Tim,
the less of you, the better.
Matt, Tim, Tom, and I decided to go to Green Park to buy some Caramax because Tim, Tom, and I had never had a Caramax before.
Oh, you people. Really?
You've never had a Caramac either, haven't you?
I had a Caramac. Nice. I just couldn't find one at Euston.
I just don't like Caramac.
I've had Caramacs before.
I was surprised. I was expecting like more caramel.
No. That's a great thing about Caramac. It's not like they go, oh, we got a nice chocolate bar. Why don't we fill it full of wet sugar and make you hate things? No. It's just pure... Caramac. I don't know what you call it. It's that yellow chocolate. I know that conjures
it's not
up
a Milky
images
Bar.
Of, no, it's more golden than a Milky Bar. I know this is constantly conjuring up images of yellow snow and similar things, but
don't eat yellow chocolate.
Yeah.
New from Cadbury, the Piss Bar.
No, I'm gonna need to Wikipedia this. Caramac. is a brand name for a caramel-flavoured bar that was created for... That's caramel-flavoured chocolate.
Is it?
Yeah. The name is derived from the
syllabic... It didn't taste nice.
The name is derived from the syllabic abbreviation of caramel and Macintoshes.
Oh, it tastes like raincoats!
Now you see, Mark, you're back in appreciation deficit. You just had to push your luck, didn't you?
Well, it's because the wheels fell off. Can't drive it anymore. And that sound you hear is me pushing my luck right over that cliff.
Is there a way I can just delete him from the conversation?
Yeah, easily. There's that big red button.
Who's hosting? If he's hosting, me. Don't do it. Oh, that's all right then. Yeah, get rid of him.
Cool. See, I don't want to push anything because this might not work. It worked!
Bang! And Mark is gone.
Oh, this is so nice. I wonder what he's saying.
Hello.
Well, I'll find out when I get his audio file.
This is true. Welcome to the quiet 5 minutes where we don't have to suffer through idiocy.
Do I join the call?
Take a breath. Can you put some like soothing like wind chimes and, you know, Tai Chi music on over this?
Well, I was going to sit and wait for you to add me again, but then I thought that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, it's fine. So I think we should absolutely get him on.
Just kick him out again.
Yeah, totally worth it. What? I've way too much power.
Yeah, yeah. You can stay if you're good.
I'll leave now then.
Oh dear. Well, that was a bit of fun.
Not really, that was bullying.
Not really. But bullying would be doing this.
That's exactly bullying!
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Next topic. What is our next topic?
I have no idea. I've lost my topic book. It's gone walkabouts.
Well, you know, I might have some topics, but if you keep dropping...
All right, I'll be good. I'm sorry.
You're a dick.
I'm really sorry. It's just funny. I can't get him back now. Oh, there he is.
This is just like the time Graham and Fox tried to put me in their car boot. What is it? What is it that makes me such a bully magnet? Gah.
That face.
I know. I'm just so beautiful and smart and amazing. I don't know why other people don't get on with me.
No, you have what is known in the bullying trade as a punchable face.
The bullying trade?
Oh yeah, it's got a union and everything. Didn't you know that?
The union of bullies. I bet the leaders bully all the members.
Well, it wouldn't be much of a union of bullies if there wasn't some bullying involved.
Yeah, but they just go on strike the minute they got bullied?
No, because that's what they signed up for, because they're bullies. It's when they complain about being... But then they say, quit it! That's when everyone goes on strike.
Yeah. Oh, wait, maybe it's like...
that's bully victims who say quit it.
Yeah, so the second they don't become bullies...
Maybe what it is that there's a kind of play bullying going on. Like, kittens will play fight with each other. So maybe it's bullies will emulate bullying each other for practice. You know, like, bullying for grins. And then the union meeting is just a good time for them to practice.
Like an improv class.
I'm spending way too much time thinking about this. This is meant to be like a flash in the pan joke. I don't understand.
Well, no, they'll take turns pushing each other into the mud. They'll remark on each other's physical appearance and brainstorm ways to come up with creative insults based on that.
Because bullies don't have creative insults. You buy a new rucksack and they call you bag dick. That's as far as bullying gets.
You went to school in Doncaster. I'm surprised
bag
you.
Dick.
I'm surprised you actually managed to escape with a 3-digit IQ.
Oh my god, that's brilliant.
Just so you know, that didn't actually happen. That was just my...
Yeah, whatever, bag dick. Keep telling yourself that. No, I did have a rucksack that was a kicker's one. And oh, that was a field day for the bullies because they used to just kick it. And one of them shattered my lunchbox once.
They were a prick. look at me now. I ate at a canteen. I don't need a packed lunch.
When you said that, I just sort of preempted the end of your sentence, and I just thought you were going to say, one of them shattered my pelvis.
That's why I walk funny.
Which would have been pretty hardcore. Should have got one of those shatter-resistant pelvises.
I said that's more battery at that point.
Pelvies.
Than bullying.
Is that the plural of pelvis? Pelvies?
Pelvi. I think it's pelvises, but...
I think it's pelvipus.
No, you're thinking of the platypus. That's like a completely different thing.
Not pelvipus. It's a platypus that gyrates like Elvis.
No, the pelvipus is a platypus with really good childbearing hips.
Kind of vestigial so on the much. Male, though.
Yeah, but it means they can wear apple-bottom jeans. Boots with the fur.
Boots with the fur.
No, you wouldn't want to wear boots in the fur. The platypi live in water. They'll get wet. The fur will get damp.
But they... By very nature, they have fur.
Yeah, but it's a different kind of fur.
I thought they had hair. I wouldn't call them furry.
I don't know. It's some kind of thing on the skin.
Did see a doctor about that.
I thought, doctor, I think I've got platypus.
I laid an egg this morning.
I think we've hit a porridge copter's moment.
Yeah, I know. It's time to go. I don't know. Shall I try and get us out of this?
Try and get us out of this.
Okay. If you could meet anyone in history, who would it be?
If I could meet anyone or be anyone?
Meet anyone.
If I could meet anyone in history.
Same applies to you, Mark. Although I imagine it's going to be a dumb answer.
I don't know. About you, Steph.
I was just about to say, I've got ourselves out of this awkward conversation straight into a very long silence.
Yeah. It's like we managed to jump out of the quicksand and into a volcano.
Well, would you like me to cover up the quicksand with some rustling? Quicksand to silence.
Stop it or I'll punch you through the internet. Thank you.
Oh, Jesus. Ooh, too many Maltesers, too little water. I've got that sort of hot throat that you get after a lot of chocolate. Am I the only one who gets post-chocolate hot throat? It's not like temperature hot. It just has that sort of... It's like it's dry and it's sore and it just feels a bit hot.
Anything I say some dumb shit.
Oh my god. You do say some dumb shit.
I think it's just I say a lot less dumb shit.
Yeah.
So it's when I say it, Steph is a little taken aback.
I just giggle. Oh man. Well, that was interesting.
It was.
Yeah. The question of who would we meet through history is going to talking about your post-chocolate hot throat.
Post Chocolate Hot Throat is my Barry White cover band. Oh man, this is going to be fun for you to edit together. This is a long period where nothing really happened. I would like to meet... Oh, there's lots of people I'd like to meet for various different reasons. I'd like to meet Stephanie Meyer, even though she's still alive, just so I could punch her for the issues she's brought up in... fantasy books recently.
Wait, oh no, so we talk, wait, hang on. So like, no, are you talking about like present day Stephanie Meyer, future Stephanie Meyer, or past Stephanie Meyer?
I would like to punch her in every situation. I would like to punch her before she wrote Twilight. I would like to punch her during Twilight. I would like to punch her after Twilight. I would like to continue punching her.
Until the break of day.
I would like to continue punching her when she was writing The Host. Which is another shit book.
It may be worth your while to explain to her why you're punching her. Otherwise, you're just a guy who goes back in time and punches women.
No, because... be the Chris Brown of time travelers.
The time traveling misogynist.
No, no, be the time traveler's wife beater.
Well, the Cannes Laughter Festival has finally devolved into its pagan roots. Spreading his seeds is Mark.
This time of year, I love to sow my wild oats. You can see them over there with their glow sticks and rave music.
Making a daisy chain is Simon.
Oh, wait, I'll get it right this time. One daisy, two daisy, three daisy, four daisy. Oh, I've got my dick stuck in it again.
And praising Astara while balls deep in a lady centaur is me, Steph. Thanks for listening. If you want to leave us some feedback on iTunes, that'd be swell. I'm off to spread my seed. Bye.
As a man, if air were to escape out my penis, would that be technically queefing?
I would see a doctor immediately.
Let's ignore the fact that's potentially medical dangerous.
medical dangerous?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if it fits the definition of a queef. Doesn't it? Is it?
Well, I don't know.
Unknown.
Because the expulsion of air from different parts of the body is given different names, so it'd probably be different from a queef.
Peef?
Peef.